I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. The Alabama Attorney General's Office is seeking an execution date for a death row inmate convicted in the 1992 rape and murder of a Homewood woman. AL.com reports the Attorney General submitted a motion to the Alabama Supreme Court last week saying inmate Christopher Brooks has exhausted his direct appeals and should be scheduled to be executed. In a response filed earlier this week, Brooks' attorneys agree that his conventional appeals ended in March of last year when the U.S. Supreme Court declined to review his case, but they argue there are still some constitutional issues about Alabama's lethal injection procedure and the chemicals used that are unresolved. They say they'll be filing a federal lawsuit challenging Alabama's method of execution. Brooks was convicted in 1993 for the murder and rape of Deanne Campbell. Two University of Alabama alumni will be honored for their contributions as social workers today. John Houston and Harriet Means are among the honorees joining the Alabama Social Work Hall of Fame. Both inductees earned advanced degrees in social work at the University of Alabama. Misty Creel is the assistant director of the Tuscaloosa County Department of Human Resources. She says in addition to living in Alabama for at least part of their life, inductees must be exceptional in their social work careers.
They must be retired from paid full-time social work employment. They have to be 65 or older, or they can be deceased. They've got to have character that's consistent with the standards of our social work profession and ethics. They must have an academic degree in professional social work from an accredited school of social work.
The ceremony is taking place tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. at the Embassy Suites Hotel in Tuscaloosa. It could be the biggest game of the year for 13th-ranked Alabama, and it takes place this weekend. That's when the Crimson Tide travels to 8th-ranked Georgia. Alabama's 3-1 on the season, but their only loss is in conference play. Coach Nick Saban says leaving Athens with a win will rely heavily on containing UGA's running game, led by sophomore Nick Chubb.
He is a complete back in every sense of the word, and he's effective, you know, in their screen game, so you know, you can't discount him as a receiver in any way, shape, or form either. So this guy is by far the best back we've played against all year long.
Chubb averages almost 150 yards per game. He scored 6 touchdowns on the ground and 1 through the air. Kickoff is set for 2:30 p.m. tomorrow. The game will be televised on CBS. And state health officials will be using airplanes and helicopters to give rabies vaccines to raccoons across 10 counties in North Alabama. The state health agency says packets of rabies vaccine will be airdropped across the eastern Tennessee Valley over a 10-day period beginning Monday. Now to the WVUA Weather Center for today's forecast.
Mainly cloudy on this Friday. A little light rain or drizzle possible in some areas, especially over the eastern half of the state today and on Saturday. Mostly cloudy through at least Sunday. We'll top out in the upper 60s near north of Interstate 20 today and Saturday. Low 70s area-wide on Sunday. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.